The first announcement of this panel was back in July 2015, and it dragged on for months. And then we had the announcement that there was going to be a chairman appointed, and there was a deadline of the summer of this year, 2016. Now, that was welcome, you know, because we want to move on towards financial redress for the hundreds of families who are devastated by this issue. But as I speak today, unfortunately, the Mike Action Group, the families involved with that, and Donegal County Council, following a question from my colleague, Councillor Albert Doherty, have both confirmed that they haven't been contacted yet. So I'm going to be raising this with the Minister today or tomorrow, and I'm urging him to get a grip of this and sort it out as soon as possible.
Councillor Albert Doherty is concerned that this expert group might not even have been established yet. Is that a worry for you as well?
Well, it is, and we need urgent clarification from government. We have the precedent of the Pyrite panel, which then led to a redress board and redress scheme for all of the families living in the Dublin and North Leinster area. We need the same for the hundreds of families affected in Donegal. And indeed, our local authority has many homes that are affected by this. So it is going to cost money. I appreciate you have to go through a panel process first, but the sooner it starts and the sooner it finishes its business, then we can get to helping those families who desperately need our help.